Really?
You know, sometimes they do that just to tick people off and to get people to talk about their column.
Well, they ticked me off.
It worked.
It worked. Hey, Mike, you have a great time today. I do appreciate all the stuff you do for this radio station. You're a great sports announcer at the station. You gather sports every morning, every half hour. We hear Mike's sports reports, and I'm glad you do it.
Well, that's a great Junior Bridgman story. Appreciate it. Have a good weekend, Don.
Okay, you too. Mike Clements. I'm Don Rose, and I will catch you Monday. Once again, 6 a.m. coming up in just a moment here. It's Dan Marcus with the Wax Museum. And don't forget, we've got Kurt Vollman at 2. And if we have some time, we have time tonight. No sports tonight. We have Chris Morrow at 6 o'clock. It's all happening right here. But right now, it's 9 o'clock. Let's check news.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Michael Wallace. In the nation's latest aviation incident, an American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing in Denver.
Orderly, 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 everybody.
CBS's Chris Van Cleve reports the crew had reported an engine vibration.
That airplane inferno sent passengers running through blinding smoke Thursday evening at Denver's airport.
Oh, my gosh.
I look out the window and there's flames.
Ingrid Hibbets and her family were on board American Airlines Flight 1006 as the cabin filled with smoke.
I'm really grateful that this happened on the ground, because if this happened in the air, I don't think I'd be standing here telling you the story.
12 passengers were treated for minor injuries. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer has angered some of his fellow Democrats by agreeing to vote yes on the Republican spending plan to avert a government shutdown tonight.
While the CR bill is very bad, the potential for a shutdown has consequences for America that are much, much worse.
CBS's Camilo Montoya Galvez reports President Trump plans to dust off the Alien Enemies Act of 1798 to detain and deport undocumented immigrants.
It has been rarely invoked. One of the few times was in World War II, when the government at the time used it to surveil and detain immigrants from Japan, Germany, and Italy.
The law impacts people from countries the government believes are staging an invasion or predatory incursion of the U.S. Former Massachusetts Air National Guardsman Jack Teixeira, who leaked military secrets, is now asking President Trump for leniency.
During his court-martial Thursday, Teixeira pleaded guilty to charges of obstructing justice. He had leaked highly classified documents about the war in Ukraine in an online chat room. He told the judge he is a proud patriot and claimed that he had exposed how the Biden administration was misleading the public about the war. In a letter he read out loud, he suggested he had new information to disclose and asked President Trump to intercede. Christopher Cruz, CBS News, Washington.
The National Weather Service confirms it was a tornado that damaged homes in Pico Rivera in Southern California. George Rodriguez lived through
it. The tables, the chairs, the glass, the umbrella ended out over there. It just blew. I thought it was going to hit the house.
No injuries were reported. That same system could spawn tornadoes, hail, and flooding in parts of the Midwest today. History in the NBA last night.
Curry thought about three. He'll put up a three. A shot for the ages from a player for the ages.
The call on TNT as Golden State Warrior Steph Curry became the first NBA player to hit 4,000 three-pointers in a career. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Get the savings you want on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/choice55 and start saving today.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The counties of Racine and Kenosha saw different housing market trends last month. Racine County saw an almost 12% decline in home sales compared to February 2024. Kenosha County, in the same time frame, saw a 25% increase. The numbers are according to the Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors. Authorities are still searching for 37-year-old Megan Boss, missing from Antioch since mid-February. Boss is described as 5'4 with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police website. She may be in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Gary Sewer, the legendary Racine broadcaster who passed away in 2020, will be inducted into another Hall of Fame. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association are giving him a Legends Award. His 36-year career at WRJN included broadcasting over 2,100 games and earned him multiple honors. Racine and Kenosha are both hosting St. Patrick's Day parades tomorrow. with Racine holding its 17th annual event and Kenosha launching its inaugural parade. Racine's parade starts at noon from State and Main, while Kenosha's starts at 11 from 50th Street and 7th Avenue. The National Weather Service has an elevated fire risk warning for the area today. It's due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution or postpone outdoor burning. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Badgers advance in the Big Ten. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Badgers build an early lead, beat Northwestern 70-63 at the Big Ten tournament in Indianapolis. Head coach Greg Gard on how they responded to the Wildcats' physical style of play.
I thought early we didn't handle their physicality well. Once we got that figured out, we were able to get downhill and get at the rim, and things started to become a little better for us offensively.
Wisconsin faces UCLA today. We'll have a recap after the game. Marquette with a win over Xavier, 89-87 in the Big East. The Golden Eagles coming back from a 14-point deficit tonight, a tough matchup against the number one seed St. John's. NBA, Bucks with a win at home over the Lakers, 126-106. Doc Rivers says players like Kyle Kuzma too cautious at times.
You track people when they first join a team, they look great at first, and then they get caught in that, you know, like hesitant zone. We have 20 plus assists tonight, so we'll take that every night.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. Slight chance that one or two of those could be severe, with hail and wind the main threat. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the upper 50s.
Local news. News, timeless hits, WRJN. Good morning. I'm Dan Marcus. It's Friday.
To the County Line Road, local news and timeless hits.
I knew a man, Bojangles, and he danced for you in worn out shoes, silver hair and ragged shirt and baggy pants. The old soft shoe, he jumped so high, he jumped so high, and then he lightly touched down. In New Orleans I was down and out. Looked to me to be the eyes of age. As the smoke ran out, he talked of life, he talked of life. Laugh clicked his heels and stared. Said his name, Bojangles, and he danced a lick across the cell. He grabbed his pants and fair that stands for he jumped so high. And then he clicked his heels. He let go a laugh. He let go a laugh. Shook back his clothes all around. Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance. He danced for those at minstrel shows and county fairs. Throughout the South, he spoke through tears of 15 years how his dog and him. Still grieves. Set a dance now at every chance in honky tonk. For drinks and tips. But most of the time I spend behind these county bars. Cause I drink so bit. He shook his head. And as he shook his head, someone ask him, please, please, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, Mr. Bojangles, dance.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN.
Nitty Gritty Dirt Band. One of the members of that band, here's your trivia for the day. We'll get it done right up front, right at the start of my show. One of the members of that band taught Steve Martin how to play banjo. There's your trivia for the day. Enjoy. A Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. Yes, amaze your friends at the next party you're at. Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget. About half an hour from now on WRJN.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Von Hassel Jewelers. Just in time for Easter and Mother's Day, give a priceless gift that shines as bright as your love. Whether it's a delicate necklace, a dazzling diamond ring, or a one-of-a-kind handcrafted treasure, Von Hassel Jewelers has something truly special for every occasion. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $100 gift certificates for just $40. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Hey Kenosha, this is Carl Bryan, and I'm running for the KUSD School Board to bring accountability and strong leadership to our schools. With prior experience on the KUSD School Board and at the Wisconsin DPI, I know how to ensure taxpayer dollars are spent wisely, improving student achievement, addressing student safety, and making our district more accountable. Early voting runs from March 18th to the 28th, or you can vote in person on April 1st. Vote Carl Bryan for responsible leadership on the KUSD School Board. Authorized and paid for by the committee to elect Carl Bryan. Andre Scotland, Treasurer.
Ah,
Spring is here. Get outside, breathe in the fresh air, and regain your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions offers Golden or Pride Power scooters or power chairs, so you're never left watching the world from the sidelines. Live life on your terms. As Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider, Easy Mobility Solutions makes it easy with flexible care credit options and top-notch service. Start moving freely again and visit the showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Easy Mobility.
Celebrate St. Patrick's Day in style. Kick up your heels this Saturday night from 7 to 11 as the Southern Wisconsin All Airborne Chapter invites you to the St. Patrick's Day dance at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. Live festive music from yesterday's children, a dance contest, a dress contest, and plenty of raffles. Admission is just $10 with proceeds directly benefiting severely wounded warriors. Don't miss this chance to dance, celebrate, and support our revered heroes this Saturday night at the Broadstops Parkway Chateau. See you there.
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine has your lunch and dinner cravings covered. March's Pizza of the Month is pure Irish luck. Introducing the corned beef pizza. Baked to perfection with a golden olive oil base, it's loaded with tender corned beef, tangy sauerkraut, hearty white potatoes, and melty Swiss cheese. Only available for a limited time, so grab one before it's gone. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
Bless my soul, but what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own 2 feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, gonna feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. What a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my head and what the chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
Local news, timeless hits, and a big basketball game coming to WRJN tomorrow. Park and Waterford going at it to advance to state. The game is 1 o'clock. Hear it all here on WRJN.
You really should accept this time he's gone for good. He'll never come back now, even though he said he would. So darling, dry your eyes. So many other guys would the world, I'm sure, to wear the shoes he wore. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Hurt you bad, love's coming to an end. But darling, only now are you free to start again. Lift up your pretty chin, don't let those tears begin. You're a big girl now, and you'll pull through somehow. Oh, come on, smile a little smile for me, Rosemary. Where's the use in crying? In a little while you'll see, Rosemary. You must keep on trying. I know that he hurt you bad. I know, darling, don't be sad. And smile a little smile for me, Rosemary, Rosemary.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. And an update from Stuart J. Waddles now in the WRJN Radio Park newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A woman missing from just across the state line might be on this side of the border. A search is underway for 37-year-old Megan Bose. She's from Antioch and has been missing since mid-February. It's possible she's in Kenosha, Racine, or Milwaukee. Boz is described as 5'4", with dark brown hair and distinctive tattoos. There's an image of her on the Antioch Police social media pages. Kenosha police say they're still investigating the situation regarding a different missing woman whose body was found in Lake Michigan Sunday. The two cases are not believed to be related. Racine and Kenosha counties saw very different housing markets last month. Racine home sales dropped nearly 12% in year-to-year sales, while Kenosha County jumped almost 25% in the same time period. The Greater Milwaukee Association of Realtors says in their release that both areas are still facing a shortage of homes and rising prices. High school hoops are heating up. You can hear the live action tomorrow on WRJN. Once it's done, check out the Racine County Eye for a recap and a look forward. There's high school sports coverage on both the airwaves and at RacineCountyEye.com. It's all of southern Wisconsin in that burn warning today. The National Weather Service says there's an elevated fire risk due to dry ground, gusty winds, and low humidity. People are being told to use caution with outdoor burning or to postpone it until a more favorable weather day. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Cloudy, breezy, and mild today. We'll get to 61 for a high this afternoon. An isolated thunderstorm possible this evening. Slight chance that one or two of those could be severe with hail and wind the main threat. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and windy with a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 46.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me. Girl, you just don't realize what you do to me. When you hold me in your arms so tight, you let me know everything's all right. As candy, its taste is on my mind. Girl, you got me thirsty for another cup of wine. Got a buck from you, girl, but I don't need no cure. I just stay affecting if I can for sure. The good love when we're all alone. Keep it up, girl. Yeah, you turn me on. I'm hooked on a feeling. I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling.
News, timeless hits, WRJN, and a song you haven't heard for a while, made number one in 74, but it was a cover version. You'll hear the original part of that coming up on the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget.
How gentle is the rain that falls?
Just to fall in love. say, alright, love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kinda crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
Timeless hits, WRJN. Why aren't these guys in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? Here are the Monkees, WRJN.
I thought love was only true in fairy tales, and for someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me, and that's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. I thought love was more or less a given thing. Seems the more I gave, the less I got. What's the use in trying? All you get is pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Oh, then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. I'm not a trace. I'm down in my-
flash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Yesterday, we played a Kingston Trio song that was a cover of a 10-year-old song. So, Kingston Trio, it's their turn now to be covered with the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget. This one may surprise you. I did not even know that the song you're about to hear was a cover of a Kingston Trio song. You'll hear both coming up on WRJN's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget Series.
There's nothing quite like the rich aroma of slow-cooked brisket or the sweet scent of a homemade pie fresh from the oven. At Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, every cut of meat is smoked low and slow to perfection. Every dessert and pie is made from scratch. From fluffy pancakes at breakfast to a warm, hearty soup with lunch, flavor and love can be found in every bite and served all day. Mrs. Rivers Bakery and Smokehouse, open Tuesday through Sunday, 7 to 2 on Durand Avenue in Sturtevant, one block west of School Days Mall. Stop on by.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's Political Action Committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies.
call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Time for the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A Wisconsin judge has affirmed that Canadian oil giant Enbridge must pause construction on its Line 5 pipeline while a legal challenge plays out. Conservation groups are suing to block state permits that would allow the company to clear trees, dig trenches, and fill wetlands in northern Wisconsin, all to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline that carries Canadian crude oil to refineries in Ontario. Republicans and Democrats in Wisconsin coming together to support livestock grazing on our farms. State lawmakers introduced the Transition to Grazing bill that will help our farmers improve soil, water quality, and livestock health by getting dairy cows and other animals out of the barns and out grazing on grass in the spring and summertime. For a deep dive into environmental issues and what you can do to protect Wisconsin's water, air, and land, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's the vault door. And that means there's another Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget in the air. We go into the vault and find this one. Actually, yesterday we played a Kingston Trio song that was a cover of a 10-year-old song. Okay? Well, this time, the Kingston Trio gets covered by a song that was done 10 years after they did it. 1964, the Kingston Trio put out a song that was very different than the version you know. Here is the Kingston Trio's version of Seasons in the Sun.
Adieu, Emile, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we climbed hills and trees.
Wow.
Learned of love and ABCs, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Adieu, Emile, it's hard to die.
That is just so different than the version you and I know, which is this one by Terry Jacks from 1974. Seasons in the Sun, a Dan Marcus Wax Museum nugget.
Goodbye to you, my trusted friend. We've known each other since we were 9 or 10. Together we've climbed hills and trees, learned of love and ABC, skinned our hearts and skinned our knees. Goodbye, my friend, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, pretty girls are everywhere. Seasons in the sun, but the hills that we climb were just seasons out of time. Goodbye, Papa, please pray for me. I was the black sheep of the family. You tried to teach me right from wrong. Too much wine and too much song. Wonder how I got along. Goodbye, Papa, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, little children everywhere, when you see them I'll be there. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons. Have all gone. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun. But the wine and the song, like the seasons, have all gone. Goodbye, Michelle, my little one. You gave me love and helped me find the sun. And every time that I was down, my feet back on the ground. Goodbye, Michelle, it's hard to die when all the birds are singing in the sky. Now that the spring is in the air, with the flowers everywhere, I wish that we could both be.
Wax Museum Nugget, a song you don't hear on the radio very often. That song got a lot of pushback back in the day. A lot of people did not like this song. Having said that, that song went to number one and stayed there for 3 full weeks, sold 1 million copies. Terry Jacks has a gold record on the wall at his home for Seasons in the Sun. Another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget coming up at 1:45-ish this afternoon on the station with local news and timeless hits, WRJN.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. If you're writing the lyrics for that song down, how do you spell AU? Questions that need to be asked. WRJN.
I don't remember what day it was. I didn't notice what time it was. Every day's a new day in love.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Hamas has agreed to release the last American-Israeli hostage it is known to be holding. More from the BBC's Yolan Nell.
As an Israeli soldier, under the terms of the original Gaza ceasefire agreement, it was expected that Adan Alexander would have been among the last hostages to be released. However, in an official statement, Hamas now says it's agreed to return the 21-year-old, who's also a U.S. citizen, along with four bodies.
It's not clear when those releases will happen. No one was seriously hurt when an American Airlines jet caught fire after making an emergency landing in Denver. Michelle Woods was on board.
We landed and it was fine. Everything was fine. But then the minute we landed, it was like smoke started filling the cabin and people started kind of screaming and pushing and jumping up and yelling.
It was the latest in a series of aviation incidents in the U.S. CBS's Chris Van Cleef checked in with former NTSB chairman Robert Sumwalt.
Should I be concerned getting on a flight after all of these issues we've seen the last few weeks?
I fly all the time.